Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, heard in Boston and throughout all six New England states, this is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston, a radio.com sports station.
That breathe. Let it breathe. Wiggy, by the way, Wiggy is describing this voice as meh, the voice of Robert Plant.
That's okay.
Oh, please.
I mean, it's no Steve Perry, but it's okay. I mean, you know.
It's no Greg Hill doing Tom Petty.
How much longer in the show do we have? Is it less than an hour?
56 minutes, bud.
I hope.
I'm sensing some tension in there between you two.
Seriously. It's getting a little much.
Greg's left the studio every break.
I know. I noticed that.
You actually talked to Stiz.
He's a rock and roll hotto, so if I say Steve Perry has the best vocals ever.
Well, you'll flip-flop next week.
No, I know. I'm sticking to Steve Perry.
You're the king of the flip-flop.
Sticking to him, baby.
We're back to talking about garlic bread. That was much more fun.
This is Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, David?
Hey, we're leaving out the most important thing about if Brady was a traitor or not, was that even if he was in New England this year, it wasn't really going to make much of a difference. It's not like New England was really knocking on the Super Bowl doorstep and Brady decided to take his skills to Tampa Bay because he wanted to make a point or anything like that. The Patriots had this coming, and it was kind of inevitable, so... You know, someone that's putting that much into the town, into the team, let the guy go play someplace else and see if he can get another Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't understand the necessity in blaming Bill Belichick and blaming the organization for it. They reached a point of no return when it came to that relationship. It wasn't going to work out here.
Okay, but why wasn't it going to work out here?
What's that?
Why wasn't it going to work out here?
I think only three people know. You don't know.
Oh, I think I have a pretty good idea.
You can guess all day about it, but only three people know. Tom, Bill, and Robert Kraft.
Do you think Patriots fans deserve to hear from Bob Kraft why we are where we are and what the plan is moving forward?
I think we know what Kraft says.
Which is,
you know,
what?
Please God, one more season at Tommy and Bill Belichick.
Is that we offered him a contract and he chose to leave.
Right. Why did you offer so much less money than what the Bucks were offering?
Bill will probably tell you based on the way
Bob. I'm asking Bob Kraft. But
Bob will probably tell you based on the way he performed last year from Bill that he felt like this is how much he was worth.
So they were wrong.
Yeah. So, but we know.
Come on.
It's a pretty big thing to be wrong about.
But you asked why did he leave? But we know why he left.
Curtis, you're discounting when you say they were wrong. Tom Brady, yes, would he have? Would he have had 40 touchdowns with this team as assembled this year here?
No, I don't think Jesus Christ himself would get 40 touchdowns with this team.
So the point is moot or mute, as LB used to say.
Yes.
But that's such an idiotic way to defend the decision not to bring him back. Oh, we suck anyway, so let's not bring Brady back. Like, is that the way they want to run their franchise?
Do you think Tom Brady wanted to play with the personnel that he had here one more season?
I think if Gronk were coming back here, and Brady were back, and they could bring another weapon. Yeah, I think Brady would have still been a Patriot. Yes.
And he didn't even need Gronk. All he had to do was bring AB back, and he was on the contract.
Gronk was not coming back here to play for Bill Belichick.
I think Gronk does what Brady tells him to do.
No, he didn't. Because didn't Brady call him up and ask him when he was retiring not to retire?
But the fact that Bill... the fact that Bill wouldn't have been able to go out and get somebody is just asinine to think that way. He went out and they traded for Mohamed Sanu. Now, granted, it was the wrong player, but Emmanuel Sanders was a free agent, and everybody was like, oh, go get him. So Bill would have got guys to come and play with Brady. This team would have looked completely different if Brady comes back.
This is John. Mm-hmm. Hello, John?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, John?
How are you?
What's up?
I guess this is for Wiggy. Knowing what I know, and I was very lucky to meet you with my son a couple of years ago at your regular class act. Mm-hmm. If an employer, we got to use Belichick because you can't say Kraft, God only knows what happens, decides to continually insult an employee with, forget under market or undervaluing him, with the dollars he has over the years, what do you expect the guy to do? And then you don't surround him with coworkers that have the ability to do their jobs, forget football, whatever it may be, which continually drags you down and does not allow you to succeed in your profession. What if you didn't have a good producer or somebody getting you stats?
We don't.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I love you guys.
Easy.
I said this, and this was one of my leads. You get treated the way you allow people to treat you. So Brady, being such a nice guy, allowed them and Bill to treat him a certain way. If he didn't allow that, we never were at this point. If Brady goes since 2007, if I'm not one of the top three quarterbacks highest paid, I'm not coming to camp.
Okay, but he didn't allow that because he's an imbecile. He allowed it because he knew it was the best option when it came to having success. No, it's not a lie.
Ben Volen did the numbers.
God, wait, it's not a lie. he had more success, he and Bill together, and by the way, there's other individuals on those teams, you being one of them, who contributed to what they did. They had more success than any franchise ever. That's why he was willing to do it. Not because he's a terrified, you know, shakes when he wants to ask for more money guy. He did it because it was best for him.
But, Greg, you're making it sound like that if Brady never took less money, that they still wouldn't have been able to have the success that they have.
No, I'm not making it sound like that.
Yeah, you just...
He did that, and he did it of his own accord because he thought it was the best chance he had at winning Super Bowls.
But he was wrong for that. He still could have
been... He wasn't wrong. He won 6 Super Bowls.
No, but I'm saying he still could have been one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league every year, and they still could have won 6 Super Bowls. This whole narrative of Brady taking less to help out the team, which then made them win Super Bowls, is wrong.
I can't believe... How many months in a row have we talked about this?
I don't know what to tell you, buddy.
You're the host of the show. Talk about whatever you want.
You want to talk about Al and submarine sandwiches? Hello,
there you
Al.
Go.
Al. Oh, I think, man. Al disappeared. All right.
Son of a.
See?
Let's talk
choked
about
on a meatball.
It's in the cards.
Let's talk to David from Somerville. What's up, David?
Hey, morning, guys.
What's up?
I don't think
Brady's a traitor, and
Wiggy does.
I think we the I just think the organization offered him what he wanted. It didn't the best they thought, and he said no.
Yeah,
and I would like to see him win. I would like to see him win this weekend, but I do not want to see him win the Super Bowl because I don't like the way he left.
All right, see? Well, you're right, I guess.
Okay.
Interesting.
The way he left.
You want him to get to the Super Bowl but lose. I don't quite understand that. I want him to get to the Super Bowl but no post-game parties.
I want him to bust an ankle. I want him to get to the Super Bowl but bust an ankle.
I want him to shut the car door on his finger.
Well, he would play through it.
And Bill, Bill would do a press conference saying it's not open heart surgery.
Oh man!
Listen, I understand. I get where Curtis is coming from, and I understand that there is a need to place when you lose something, whether it's your franchise quarterback or your spouse or your boyfriend or girlfriend, you need to find the reason to blame somebody. But I don't think there's blame here. I think the two of them decided to part ways.
But Patriots fans are being incredibly disingenuous, Greg, because if you go to the Globe, they have their most popular stories. Bradford will tell you what our most popular stories are. Everything Brady is consumed with a passion unlike any other topic in Boston right now. We talk about it. The lines are jammed. So everybody that says that I'm tired of this,
yeah.
Well, you're not really. Everybody else is telling us that they like it because they're tuning in for it.
No, I listen, I think if the guy is able, if that team, with him leading it, is able to win this game on Sunday and he goes to the Super Bowl again, tell me a better accomplishment in sports.
No, there's no
say
better,
Jordan.
There's no better accomplishment.
Is Jordan better than that?
No, there's no better accomplishment in sports. In all of sports, to be able to do what he's been doing,
especially at 43, to win three road playoff games, go through Breeze, Rodgers, and Mahomes to win your seventh. Like, that is storybook.
Because Jordan, when you look at his timeline, it was shorter than Brady. Brady to be doing what he's doing for this long, there's no better storyline. But the storyline isn't that we're talking about is, oh, we're all going to be happy for Brady if he gets his 10th Super Bowl appearance at 7 championships. No, the storyline is, how the hell did we get here? And who's to blame? That's what we want to know. I don't care about the fact that he has an opportunity to win a seventh title. I don't care that he's going to.
Okay, well, there are a considerable amount of people who unfortunately blame Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's the point. Why are we here?
So they blame Tom Brady because he was willing to act in a certain way for most of his career, which was theoretically take less money in order to bring in other guys who could help you win a Super Bowl, and then suddenly he wasn't willing to do that anymore.
And what changed?
Well, you have ex-teammates on this show calling him a traitor.
I told you, that's me getting G-Hilled. I didn't say Brady was a traitor. I said there are people who look at him as he's a traitor. The same way they look at him
What
as
do you mean, you people?
Huh? I mean people who feel like he's a traitor. Because people are going to look and go, what's wrong with $15 million, Tom? You can't come back. Bill's going to put some pieces around you, and you can't come back and put us in a position where the Patriots organization could get to their 10th Super Bowl and potentially win their 7th one.
Well, listen, it would have been for him to retire in this uniform here, having played nowhere else, would have been storybook. And that would have shown a loyalty to the region, Ken. Would have shown that he liked New England.
And on top of that, then he goes 180 the other direction with this.
You won't catch me dead living in the Northeast.
Ken will try and make that a story.
He
as much
burned
as he
can. The storybook.
And in 20
put
years.
Put gasoline all over it.
I really do think, though, Greg, the question today is, before the season, my guess it was 99.9% of the people listening were in Bill We Trust camp. That they had no reason to doubt it. How much of that at this point now has the shine come off of that? How many Patriots fans no longer completely believe in Bill to rebuild this organization?
A lot. I think there's a
you
lot
think
of
it's
people.
A lot.
Oh yeah, because when you know think of because when I sit here and I say that there's a chance that they could have close to $90 million in cap money and Bill could turn this franchise around in 1 year, people are like, oh, Bill's not going to spend money, blah, blah, blah. They got no quarterback. They got this, this, that. You know, so there's a lot of people.
I think there's a lot of people who think the jury's out. It's a rebuild. Give them some time. I mean, it's,
right, but that rebuild could change. Would you agree, Bill?
Yes, of course.
They're going to be a playoff team next year.
You think so?
Sold out.
Well, you said your lead this morning was that is the franchise in this city that is closest to a championship.
Yeah, and you laughed and you mocked it. And it's true.
I wasn't mocking you. I was.
Yeah, you were mocking him. No, I was mocking me a little bit.
I was chuckling.
And you mocked Steve Perry, too.
Yes.
Oh, no.
All right, we got to get to Ken and what is trending.
NFL Sunday, this Sunday, 9-1. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's Just For You. This week, Shaw's Just For You members can pick up Pepsi 12-pack cans or 8-pack bottles, 3 for only $8.97, including Donald Trump, who no longer has the Pepsi button. Would you activate the digital coupon?
It was the Diet Coke button, please.
But he says Pepsi. Button. He said I know, in that
he
clip.
Does. I know. He must have switched at some point. Maybe he got an endorsement deal. If you're a president, can you get a Bill Belichick Subway-like endorsement deal?
Yeah, your son can get $1 million-a-year gig.
Back to Shaw's. Must buy 3 and limit 3 per customer. Offer valid through next Thursday, January 28th. All right, one of my Cleveland guys got back to me. Unfortunately, it's not the response I wanted. Mm-hmm. Are Cavs fans rooting for LeBron? This is from Daryl Ryder from our sister station in Cleveland, 92.3 The Fan. Pretty much, not even close to the same venom and vitriol following his first departure. They now can't wait to put up his jersey in the rafters and statue outside the arena.
Right again. Man, well, it's kind of tiring.
What is your guess when Tom Brady comes back here next year in a different uniform at Gillette and there are Praise Baker. There are fans there. Are you guessing that he is booed? Or?
Nah. He'll get an ovation, standing ovation.
My father is going to hire 1,000 people monitoring the stands. Anybody that boos is kicked out.
Ken, to help you out, I text one of my peoples down in Cleveland, and they said LeBron James is not even allowed to come back to Cleveland.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Okay, let's send me an example of that, please. Can I have a screenshot?
I like that better.
No, I ain't sending you my text from my boys.
Oh, so you didn't happen.
No,
you can listen to Brady and the Bucks, 3:05 kickoff Sunday on Sports Radio WEI 93.7 in Boston, brought to you in part by the Massachusetts Paid Family and Medical Leave Program. McDaniel staying. Bruins, huge last night. Coming down from back from 2-0 down.
They needed that. They absolutely needed that. That's a good Flyers team. It's early on in the season, and you were able to come out in that third period and get yourself into extra play and win that game. So that's awesome.
Scored some 5-on-5 goals.
Yeah.
Bruce Cassidy's thoughts after.
Great to see them respond. I mean, it's in the room. What was addressed after the second period was essentially, we're too easy to play against offensively. We're a hard team to play against defensively. I think we're willing to play the right way, but offensively, we're too easy to play against.
Got to the blue paint, Wiggy. Got in the crease.
Traffic in front
Got
of the
dirty.
Net. Yes.
That's what it's all about. Rematch tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at the Garden. Greg will be there, the only fan in attendance. Celtics in Philly, Sixers rematch tonight, 7:30. Got to do a better job on Embiid. Speaking of Cleveland, my guy Tristan Thompson. Got to come through tonight, Wiggs. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI.
Mama just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life it just
We'll be back on Monday with Boomer Esiason at 8 and his thoughts on the Super Bowl.
Mm.
Believe it or not, did you think back in April that we'd ever get to a Super Bowl? Or back in May or June, did you think we'd ever make it through the NFL season?
No, I didn't think we'd make it.
The NFL, I think, did a pretty good job.
I'm the only one that had faith from day one. You were all doubters.
No, you wanted every single sport canceled.
Postponed until the spring.
You wanted a year without sports.
College sports, and I would have been right. Should have been right. Should have been done.
A man in sports radio wanted a year without
sports.
College sports.
And Wiggy thinks Brady's a traitor. What a morning.
Hey, listen, on Instagram, because I put up that poll on my Instagram, Greg Hill, WEEI is my Instagram if you want to follow me. I just got a message from, Sarah, I think, who said, A, absolutely wants the Bills to win, doesn't want any chance of a KC dynasty, unlike Wiggy, and B, Tom Brady is a traitor. So they're out there.
They are out there.
They wow. are, they are
what,
out
what
there.
A lot, what a huge piece of evidence that is to suggest that.
Oh.
Sarah on Instagram.
Wow, Curtis.
Trying to say Sarah's opinion doesn't count.
Instruct me in some radio techniques that you've used in the past.
Oh, here we go.
That have led to your stunning success.
No need
for any social media.
Right. After 28 years on WAAF,
it'll be deemed to be invaluable.
Somebody on Facebook just says Brady stinks, and he got a poop emoji.
Here is Stan. So wait a minute. Stan is from Tampa. Hello, Stan.
Greg, how you doing, man? It's actually, I'm from Hudson originally. I used to play some hoops together, if you remember, but live in Tampa now.
Let's make that clear. We used to play some hoops together.
There you go.
Do you know Sarah?
Yeah. Yes.
So, I just want to give you a quick advisory. You are a listener of the program, regular person. So your opinion on things doesn't carry much weight with Chris Curtis, but go ahead.
Well, listen, it just last year the talk was he's all washed up. You know, his stats were awful, and we shouldn't pay him, you know. But now he's down in Tampa with some weapons, and Aaron Rodgers finished one, and he finished two in stats at PFF for quarterbacks. So he's at the top of his game with some weapons around him. And he's not washed up. And that was the talk last year. They didn't want to pay him. They wanted to give him a one-year deal. And Brady basically gave him $80 to $100 million over the course of all his contracts, which allowed them to hire, you know, get players around him and for the organization at a cheaper price. And now they're going to have to deal with paying for players like the rest of the league has to pay him. If you think about if one of these high-rated quarterbacks that are expensive wanted to come to the Patriots wouldn't get him because they wouldn't pay $40 million for the quarterback position, which is a mistake because Bill doesn't value that position that way.
Would you guess that at the end of this season, would you guess that Tom Brady is going to be willing to restructure his deal and take less so that they can continue to have those same weapons down there? Do you think
It's already being talked about that he's going to do an extension to get Gronk and AB signed.
Right. And he's not going to take less. He's just going to do an extension where they're able to kind of, you know, make that funny money move around. But he'll still be a guy that's getting $25, $26 million.
But he was taking less here. They weren't moving the funny money around.
Right, but he was taking way less here. There's a difference between taking less, Greg, and then taking...
Yeah, no, I'm not a cap expert. You and Curtis are.
No, I'm not a cap expert.
And Sarah.
I'm not a salary cap expert.
No, neither
Sarah's
am I.
Sarah's a big cap
I'm not
expert.
I'm not a salary cap expert.
Neither am I.
This is George from Medford. Hello, George.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up, George?
So my question for Curtis is, by the way, I find this very comical. So my question for Curtis, are you personally wishing Tom Brady success?
Of course.
Okay. And where do you rate Tom right now as a playoff quarterback?
Where do I rate? There's no one even a close second. He's the greatest of all time.
Okay. So are you willing to personally apologize to Brady for all the nasty things you said about him when he was in New England?
Whoa. Uh-oh. Well, this is interesting.
Ooh, what are you talking about?
Do tell, George.
Yes, give us the tea.
Do tell.
Should we mention Deflategate?
Oh. Huh. I wasn't here during that time.
During Deflategate, just give me a second here, Jorge. We on the old show would do a thing called Whack-A-Troll, where I would book a moron, Greg Doyle, Bob Kravitz, Chris Mortensen, whomever, that nationally was ripping Tom Brady for Deflategate. That person would get on the show, and the hosts would beat the living crap out of him and make a fool of him. We, over a very long period of time, exposed Deflategate as a fraud. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, should we mention any other incident that went on in New England, or should we go back and play all those tapes that we heard you just putting Brady down?
No.
I honestly have no idea what you're talking about.
What's the other incident?
Was Curtis giving Tom Brady what for?
Yeah, right. I mean, not really giving us good tea here, George.
Try again next time.
Wiggy, tweet that out. Curtis used to bash Brady.
Right.
I mean, I got mocked because I was such a honk, but
I didn't realize that Curtis hated Brady and that he thought that Brady was all about the flaking. He was deflating footballs.
This gave him a lot of what for.
You'll be able to go out and discuss that with your friends after 9:30 p.m., but starting Monday.
Yes.
We can't. We're getting rid of the curfew, but it doesn't start Friday, when most families want to go out and have a later dinner.
Yes,
it starts on Monday.
I have to go have dinner at 5:30 at Nikki's place in the North End.
Why?
Well, that's the best time to go, in my opinion.
Oh. Why? Why? When the governor eases these restrictions, why does everybody always have to wait until Monday?
Well, they want to give them some time to prep, I guess, the businesses.
Time to prep?
Because they treat you like you're a child.
They want to ruin your weekend.
This direction doesn't make sense, because restaurants can easily just roll things back, I guess you would say. Like, you know, if they're not prepared to bring their... like, some places, I guess, may have closed while they had the restrictions or shut down. Maybe their staff's not available. Like, you know, I know you got into the nitty-gritty, you know, when you had restaurants, Greg. You must know about scheduling.
There are people who are dying, but servers, bartenders, that are dying for extra hours and extra tips. Let them have it on a Friday, Saturday night.
You are insane. This is the first good news for restaurants in months, and you're upset about
it. Why
are you
good
angry?
News, what are we waiting for? Open it up.
You know why,
Ken? Open it today.
When we open it up, you're going to complain about something else.
Oh, you're right.
You know why, Ken? Because Greg hates restaurants.
Hello, Evan? Hey, Evan.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I'm going nuts over here because nobody on the station, nobody who calls in understands how the salary cap actually works.
Yes.
Brady doesn't take discounts. He takes money that he was paid at the beginning of his contract and allows Bill to manipulate that at the end of the contract. Like this year's $13 million cap hit, he was given that money as an advance. So the Patriots actually gave him $13.5 million cash money to not play this year. And people don't understand that. Like, I don't get what the disconnect is.
Evan, why do the Patriots consistently rank in the middle or back half of the NFL in total
because
cash?
Because they're
spending?
Good at what they do.
Can we ask Evan?
Because because what they do is they restructure contracts so that they have emergency money, is my guess, that they have emergency money towards the end of the season. When they restructure those contracts, they take those signing bonuses and they change the way it's distributed, so
it's
not
about what it's distributed. It's total cash spending. That has nothing to do with how much you spend.
Right, because if you look at the years that the contracts are signed, like look at the cash spending the year Brady signed a big deal. You're going to see it's significantly higher because they gave him that money up front in the form of cash.
But even in those years, they were not in the top 10 in the NFL. Like, that's my point.
And he kind of just said what teams do. They restructure people's deals to find money. So if they really want players, they can easily restructure a couple guys' deals and find money.
They get the money at the end of the thing. We know that. These guys get paid at the end of the deal. They restructure, they get paid at the end of the deal.
Right, so I guess the point that I'm making is let's not use it like, oh, we can't sign players because they don't have money.
No, I understand that. Hello, Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hello, Greg.
Hey, what's up, Joe?
Greg. Can you hear me, Greg?
Yes, what's up?
I've been listening to this for a long time, and to tell you the truth, I think you're losing a lot of listeners. With Wiggy on the show, it's unlistenable. I mean, anybody else's opinion that they give, they're either wrong or just stupid. I've been listening a long time. I love your show, and I actually loved Wiggy when he first came on. Yeah. But every day I listen to Wiggy, I feel like I'm getting dumber and dumber.
Well, that's because Joe, that's because most people are wrong and stupid. So,
that's yeah. The well, why. Your opinion is off.
That's my opinion. Why can't I not have an opinion?
Opinion?
Joe, can I not have an opinion?
You don't value anybody else's opinion. Listen, they're either stupid or they're wrong.
All right,
you are
unlistenable. All right, so if you don't like my opinion, say it's stupid. I can't have an opinion? Joe, you dummy.
No, Joe just said he's not listening anymore. Thanks a lot. Right.
Joe will call in Monday.
Thanks a lot for
Wits
that.
Wits out.
Joe will call in Monday. I'm wrong. Listen, it's my opinion.
You guys suck. I listen every day.
Right.
And a quick note for Joe, it's you're wrong, you're stupid, or you're a fraud.
Yes, there you go. He forgot that one. Right. They're like booty holes. Everybody got one, and they spew out a bunch of poop. That's what opinions are. So I have one.
It's all right, huh? 25 minutes.
Danielle, my voice matters.
Dale just logged on to the Zoom. Can we throw the show to him early? Is Danielle, that possible? Is he prepped? I wonder, because I can't handle this anymore.
Does my voice not matter? You should know my pain as a female in this business.
I got you, baby.
Like a black man in this business, you should understand my pain.
What does that have anything to do with?
Oh, come on, Greg. Don't act like you don't know.
You're telling me that guy?
That gator is the closest you've ever come to blue collar, Greg.
Right. Thank you, Danielle. Now we're going to talk about, he wants to say, what is this? His privilege, Danielle. If we've been fighting this uphill battle for how long, Danielle? We've been fighting.
Our whole lives, Wendy.
That's it. See? We understand.
I started working when I was 11 years old when I had a paper route for the Middlesex News Afternoon Edition. Then I started picking drops at Shelburne Farms Apple Orchard for $3.50 an hour.
Do you have?
When I was in high school. And then I started waiting tables.
Do you have boobs or woohoo?
What?
Do you have boobs?
What are you talking about?
Right, so you haven't had to deal with what Danielle and I went through. Your tan is nice.
And a quick note, Greg, I want to apologize to George from Medford because as many texters have reminded me, I was bombed off my ass most of those times.
Yes.
So I could have said things.
You don't
that
remember anything that you said prior to getting sober. This is Bob. Hello, Bob.
How you doing, Greg?
What's up?
I didn't know if you heard anything on the cake from our great governor, but on February 8th, they're going to consider raising the capacity from 25% to 50%, which would be the day after the Super Bowl.
I see.
Isn't that awesome?
Great, great point. So we get the curfew gets lifted the day after the new president is inaugurated, and we'll go up to 50% capacity in 2 weeks after the Super Bowl is over.
Right.
Sure.
That's because Mary Lou, Governor Mary Lou Sutters, doesn't want people drinking alcohol for the Super Bowl in a public place with their friends.
And then, 2 weeks later.
Yep, that's it.
And then we'll go to 100 capacity on when's summer over?
100% capacity.
As soon as summer's over.
We're going to institute outdoor dining on November 15th of next year.
The beaches will open on Tuesday after Labor Day.
Oh, man.
This is Zach. Hello, Zach.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
What's going on?
Hey, I got to say, the idea that Brady is a traitor is ridiculous. Wiggy, I mean, he's been taking pay cut after pay cut.
Wiggy said that. I don't know.
He's not going to take a $10 million pay cut, you know, to go to stay in a cold weather place and not go down to Tampa where they have a better roster. The team was not very good last year. He did what he could to get us, you know, into the playoffs. But, you know, we're not going to make the playoffs with or without Brady. I think it's a good parting ways for Bill and for Brady.
I wish him well. I do. I really do. I wish him well.
You do?
I do. I want him to do well. I mean,
you also got a text from Nancy.
I did get a text from Nancy Brady. Very happy that I was wishing
all of a sudden
him well.
You wish him
we
well.
We both began our trajectory on the bottom rung.
Yep.
And we have risen
to
the top of our respective fields.
Yes.
See, there you have it. Yeah.
Last week you were like, the vibe is so much different with Brady gone. Gets that text from Nancy and it changed.
Hello, Zach. Hey, Zach. Okay, Zach's not there. What's your name?
My name's David.
Oh, David, what's up?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Justin?
I want to say hello to everyone on the team there.
Yeah.
I want to say hello to Wiggy especially. And everything he did for the Patriots organization, mainly most of those catches he did.
Appreciate it.
Yes, of course. In the first Super Bowl that we won, and I know you can probably name all those catches that you made, but there was a few big ones. You and J.R. Redmond made a big play. So
Brady wouldn't be where he was if it wasn't for what we did.
So you like Wiggy on the program is what you're saying.
And I like Wiggy as a football player, as a program announcer. I love him. So,
oh, thank you.
All right.
Love is mutual, man.
There you go.
It's all love. So UNITY, baby.
Those two cancel each other out.
I guess.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah. I just still think Joe's dumb.
What does Sarah say?
It
doesn't matter what Sarah says.
We just received 140,000 mail-in ballots that are in favor of keeping Wiggy on the program. They arrived at 12:30 a.m. last night.
I got a lot of imaginary friends love me on this show.
All right. We are going to take a break, but the crossover is coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.